I haven't said this. We're moving. Monday is our first day moving the Pog and Hype show to 2 p.m. EST. So now it will start 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be a daily show that we run Monday through Sunday. And the Pog account will be in there as much as we can, but it will continue to be hosted mainly by Pog and Moon Queen, and then myself as much as I can be in there. So we're just going to be more accessible to folks and try and scale this thing in a real, real way.
Wow.
So we'll hopefully see you guys in there.
This week's episode is brought to you by None of Secret Supplier Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona's sauce? Too bad, only Nona decides who gets the sauce.
Are you tired of rug pulls?
What the?
Slow rugs.
Hey.
Flaming rugs.
Oh, there's got to be a better way.
Well, now there is, with Into the Wilderverse. Into the Wilderverse is the longest-running DRM-gated series on the blockchain that uses smoked fish NFTs to provide you with unique content, gives you chances to win incredible real-life camping adventures and physical artwork. Smoked fish NFTs will get your crypto wallet shiny clean. They slice vegetables in seconds, and they make perfect jerky every time.
Wow!
But wait, there's more. If you promise to tell a friend about Into the Wilderverse, we'll send you the applicator gloves absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Pick up a smoked fish NFT today. Available at Walgreens, Kmart, Jim Bob's, Chappaquiddick, Git & Go, and OpenTheta. Sorry, no Canadian CODs.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 42 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, how's it feel?
Count-ups! We're doing count-ups. Wait. How does it feel? What? Do that again. You can do that
to
again.
Be in the start of a bull run here.
Oh, no. I'd do the whole, how does it feel?
I'm just going to start from the top.
Okay. Doing it from the top.
Take two. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 42 of the Poppin' Mags Pinecast.
Zilly award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast.
I had it right the first time.
Sorry. Go ahead. You were saying.
Take three. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 42 of the Zilly Award-winning Poppin' Mags Pinecast. Mags, T-Fuel hit 9 cents this week.
Woo!
How you doing?
Daddy-like. Daddy-like a lot.
I forgot what it felt like.
I know. And you know what comes after 9 cents?
Seven.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully 20 cents.
Oh.
There was a chief prediction of 20 cent T-Fuel. So,
just, all right. Not, you know, financial advice, but we're holding you to that, chief.
No, not financial advice. I forgot we occasionally have talked about Theta and T-Fuel. We've talked about T-Drop as well, but yeah, I forgot we do that occasionally too.
Yeah, but we don't do financial advice. We're not Charles Schwab.
We don't do any, no advice. Like, not just financial. Don't take any of our advice.
Yeah. Pretty much lay it. Do the opposite for the most part.
Absolutely.
So here we go. Let's do some count-ups before we get into the fun interview that we had. So we got K-Fuel coming in 418 days past due. AMA 49 days since the huddle. And Little Birdie told us that the drop...
No, that's a spoiler. I think we should do this as if we didn't have the interview.
Okay.
Right? Just saying. Because we don't know that yet, technically.
So do you want to start all over? Or are you just going to...
I'll leave it in.
Yeah, so maybe there's going to be news about the drop.
Ooh. You don't say.
I don't know. All right. Our play, staking in DEX, 437 days. You know, Americans can't stake the free coins they earned. If they want to buy some on the DEX, they can. That... A community member made, so it's not even official DEX.
That got crushed.
Absolutely crushed after Theta Frontman power bottomed it. But here we go. Token drop was supposed to be 520 days ago, and the internationals, they got that. The Americans
what?
Have not.
They oh, didn't. You know what the international also got?
What?
the ability to fucking stake.
Yes, they did.
So they get to earn while we get to fucking eat shit. Thank you. Thank you, Replay.
Oh, man. All right. Space Junk, 276 days. But hey, at least they get a Theta Punk.
Well, there. I mean, did you see the other post? I mean, there has been a tradition of rugs. And it's, you got to.
That's true.
You know, for every Magnum and Popper, right? There's fucking rugs. There's bound to be some. So I just thought it was unfortunate Sushi was in on that.
I know. That pick. Yeah, that's disappointing to be in the same. I mean, hey, but it is cool to see Sushi Cat has a Theta Punk too. So shout out. Much deserved.
Much deserved. Sushi Cat, in case, friend of the Pinecast, she does all the great music So for the show.
It's the only reason you're listening.
That's the only reason I listen.
All right. Professor and his drink, 653 days. There was a little bit of chatter on the X this week about figuring out a way. I heard it's now a keg party.
Was it an ounce for every day?
Yeah.
What was that?
An ounce for every day. And that's about how many ounces are in a keg. And you know what? I'll take Andrea's word for that.
I believe it.
She knows. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Logan Paul, your boy.
Back to this.
Okay.
Obviously he owes it. I think there should be a beer pong. Ooh. Andrea versus, you know, I don't know which name I'm supposed to say because I dox whatever, but professor. Whatever.
Call him professor.
Just professor. If Andrea and professor want to play beer pong to settle this. But
yeah,
I mean, that's just the least to see who really, you know, can drink. I think
that would be
whatever. Moving on.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I want to see it. Put it on Theta TV.
Professor Plum, yeah, with the beer pong shot.
With the beer pong. I thought it was the candlestick in the pool, the billiard room. But yes,
could be. Oh, there you go. All right, your boy Logan Paul, back to him. 405 days since his nonsense.
He's a fighter. He's a fighter.
Yeah, just like BitBoy.
Yeah, fucking massive rug. At least he didn't rug on Theta. He's just rugged on everything, paying a gazillion dollars for gas fees. But ETH called, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Imaginary friends, we reset the clock on them, but now we're back up to 21 after the Gary post. So Dorks, 109 days. These guys are just brutal. I looked at my my digi dorks today and just wanted to burn them. They're probably going to get sent to the dead zone. Hey. All right. So speaking of rugs and Theta, we've been getting pressure on this one. Theta Dragons. What happened there? It's been 46 days since they posted in Discord, and I'll be honest. Like, I think we both found it a bit odd how the second drop was going to be more important than the first.
Yeah. You know?
How are you going to drop round two and give bigger staking rewards to round two and basically punish round one? I didn't understand that.
Well,
but it makes more sense now if you're just going to rug.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a play out of Diamond's book, is to do a launch. And then when it doesn't sell, rug, right? I mean, it's a similar
thing. It's been done a few times.
it's the play to rug.
And
like that.
Listen, you know, hey, maybe it's not a rug, but there's been a lot of chatter in that Discord. And to just be completely not saying anything for a certain amount of time, it's like, you know, you're not that busy. Like, you can stop in the Discord. This is, you know, your community. 46 days is long enough to stop in and say hello.
Well, to be fair, though, like, people aren't saying, I mean, maybe they should, but people aren't saying that Replay's a rug and they refuse to answer any questions that Americans have about their citizenship.
And we got Poggerville is coming in now 50 days late. Stay tuned for that as well. Hint, hint. Coming in last, as they call the power bottom, would be Outliers, 172 days. And I don't know if you have any news you want to share about that one.
Well, I did have an unnamed intern actually at the show, ladies and gents. And
wow.
We have some now audio. What
show are you talking about here?
This is Wes Sherwin's, Wes Who now.
Wes Who, yeah.
His comedy show at the Alley in Marietta, Georgia. We had an intern. They took the Papa Mag's private jet. They went down. And I think we should give it snippets because people don't want to hear the whole set, but people see what people are getting for their money from the Outliers, yeah. You know?
No, listen, so, you just put me through 5 minutes of it, and I think we need to spare the people 4 minutes and 50 of those seconds.
Okay. Okay, well, let's take a quick listen.
And so my brain immediately just goes, yippee! Because you know what to say, I'm 22. So John's deep and I'm like, this is not what I came here to do. And so that's the day that I learned my dad was a power bottom. And that's why I'm the 12th slot, because I'm a power bottom of this show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fucking you in the fun, baby. That's it, me.
And on that note.
That's all you got? This is a Netflix special or a replay special all coming up on this comedy show, right?
Yeah.
E.
Yeah. What you heard was bad. What you didn't hear was worse. I can assure you that. So on that note, we had a great interview this week. And I don't even know what to say about it other than...
You can listen after these messages.
This week's episode is brought to you by WWZ Game, the only project out there capable of putting a reverse countdown on Papa Mags because we can't keep up with the progress. Did we say interoperability with ETH? My bad. We meant interoperability with ETH and Solana and Polygon. Some projects talk about it, other projects be about it. Follow along on X at WWZ Game and join the Discord for all the updates.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin', magnum scrutinizin', Papa Max podcast.
We're in a good place.
We're
hitting $3, right? Theta's going to $3 today.
That's
you heard it here first.
Coincidence?
I think not.
I think not either.
We're here to pump the bags. So what are we going to talk about tonight?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is there anything to talk about? I don't know.
We got a few things. We got a few things to talk about.
So, I guess we started off with, can we get an update on the current count, reverse countdown?
Yeah. We've got a couple countdowns. I think they're going. Are we ready to start? Have we started?
We started recording. I already hit the button because he was coming in hot.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it.
All right. Yeah, dude. So what do we got? We got the countdown for the redemption NFTs, right? For the PogChamp All-Stars on PogChain.
Yeah. That's the only one.
So that's ready now. So all the art's done. The codes are all ready. I just got to send it over to Ryan and the team at Theta Drop, and we're ready to go. So we'll probably do that here. I don't know. What do you think? When's a good day to do it?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. They're not doing anything tomorrow.
Yeah, we know that. They take 3-day weekends. Yeah. That's an old story.
They're not going to take themselves.
Well, we'll probably do... I'm thinking we could probably shoot for Thursday or Friday next week, maybe Monday if we had to, but probably the next 10 days. That's we're awesome. All set. We got to hide one of these. We got to hide this one golden Pog Champ inside of this collection, the one of one that's going to be available.
Oh, is that going to be in one of these codes?
Yeah, one of these codes. Yeah. So who knows if it'll be redeemed immediately or what, but it's going to be a good, it'll be fun.
I have a great place for you to hide that one.
Give me your code. We'll put it in there.
So, sorry.
Go ahead.
Does that mean then that the POG chain is ready to host NFTs, right? Because that'll be the first one.
Actually, POG chain is already live. So we kind of went out of order. You know, the Coca-Cola POGs that we dropped on Theta Drop? Those are actually already on POG chain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. Hey.
Yeah, so PogChain is alive and well, but what we are very excited about, and the world doesn't really know yet, we haven't shared this, but we have our own launch pad that will be open in the next 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
So we wanted to launch on Theta Drop, but, you know, there's a little challenge with Theta Drop because, like, we're kind of saving that for our major drops, like the biggest drops that we have. We'll probably use Theta Drop. And actually, even with our new platform, you know, maybe eventually we decide to do our biggest drops on our own launch pad inside of the arcade. Because kind of the idea is that now, instead of having to like unlock your asset on Theta Drop and move it over, you know, you can mint it with cash or with T-Fuel or with PogCoin or hopefully with Ethereum or Solana as well, and the asset will just live inside of the POG arcade on our platform. But then when you're ready, just like on Theta Drop, you can move that asset into your Phantom or your MetaMask or your Ledger wallet. So all of that is probably going to be ready. We're thinking May is what it's looking like, where you'll be able to move your assets off of the arcade. But until then, you'll be able to just start collecting and scaling up your collection on the platform. Yeah, and so we ran into another challenge. Like, we wanted to launch on another platform, but that platform required us to like have folks bridge their T-Fuel to PogChain in order to mint on PogChain. And so once we heard that, we learned that about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And so we just like got into super dev mode to try and like solve that problem. And it's coming along really, really well. So we'll have our own launchpad custodial wallet utilizing some of the tech that Theta has created called Theta Vault. And then, you know, some of our proprietary tech that we're building with a partnership with Beamable. So it'll be super easy for folks to be able to log in, create your account with email and start collecting your coins and all that good stuff. And so like we'll make it to where you can move your Coca-Cola Pogs in there and your PogChamp All-Star Pogs in there. And then we've got a couple launches like with the John Heater Tigons. And then we've got a community called Lava Heads dropping, and we've got, you know, a huge list of folks that are excited to drop on. And so now we've made it really easy for everybody in their community.
That's amazing. Before we get too much farther, I have a question from one of the tens. And well, I don't know if he's a tens and tens, but he has a question. You mentioned Phantom Wallet. The person in question has Pogger on a Soulflare wallet. Is that wallet going to be usable, or will he have to switch over to Phantom?
I did see that. He'll be able to use his Soulflare wallet too. It's basically the burn or the swap coming up will allow you to link up any Phantom or any Solana wallet. Then you're going to select your Theta wallet, whichever one, designate a Theta wallet or an EVM wallet where you want the coins to be sent starting May 1st. And then you send your transaction. We record the transaction on a pretty basic spreadsheet. And then what we'll do is like write a script to airdrop all of those coins to the right wallets. So it'll be super easy, but yeah, you can use whatever wallet you choose for the Phantom or for the Solana integration.
So, Papa, that guy wasn't a tens and tens?
Yeah, I don't think so, because he just learned about Pogger this week and Famous Fox this week. So definitely not a tens and tens, but...
Seems like a lot of people learned about that this week.
So you guys have been sharing that alpha with just your crew? Because that is like, that was the hot alpha that I never told anybody.
So it's funny, I remember this was Buddy Theta, I think, saw it in a chat in the POG Discord in one of the rooms, right, Popper?
Yeah, Solana POG holder room. Yeah.
So anyways, like I didn't notice that. And I mean, very active Discord, so it's tough to keep up in there, obviously. But Popper told me, I remember it was like early December, and I just bought my super rare found in Pogger. that day. And they were like, people have been coming up to me, Kyler, no joke. They're like, is it better to buy the Pogger or is it buy the coin? And then I'm like, or the fountain Pogger. And I'm like, well, you know, the fountain Pogger, those rare ones are like super expensive and people don't like selling them. And so it's like, no, it's so much cheaper if you're just looking to get the coins to go get the Pogger. So that's what everyone's been doing when I break it down for them. But and
well,
some
you're
people went in hard.
Get some Pogger though. That's the thing. Like with your secret rare, you're always going to be pop. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not slamming it.
I get it. But yeah,
because it's not
very expensive.
Right.
Yeah, it is expensive. But yeah, dude. So I think that actually is over now, right? So if we do 130, we'll just do the math. Salon's about 130. Like right now, the coins are like 0.067 Solana, right? And so that's like $8.73, right? So if you got 50. For $8.73, that's divided by 50, right? So you're talking like 17 cents a coin, and that's like three times the current value.
Wow.
On the swap, I think. So I think with Solana pumping, and I think with everybody sweeping the floor over the last 2 months, I think the deals are over. I don't know. What do you think?
I think they are too, for sure.
I think the swap's back to being the place to pick it up.
Yeah, I'm thinking I wish I listened when Mags did the first time we had John, but I'm glad I listened the second time.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what though, Popper? I wish I listened to myself more back then because I could have got all the even cheaper the super rare in the slammers. But you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean with Solana moving and with the so hopefully we'll just keep making them more expensive, more rare. So what's crazy about our ecosystem is like we've only got 11,000 assets across all of our five or six collections, right? Where you look at like the Pudgy Penguins and they've got like 45,000 assets or something like that throughout their entire thing. Or like 40 or something. And then same with like Yuga Labs, they've got almost 100,000 assets in their ecosystem. And where we're like, we're very much, I think, a dark horse where people aren't super privy to what we're doing. We're starting to do a few things with some of like the key influencers on Solana and some other brand or like other places on YouTube to really get the name out. But it's been pretty quiet. And so like we've actually, I think I burned like 600 assets over like 3 or 4 weeks ago, right? Like, and I'm about to make that announcement here soon, and I'll continue to burn a bunch, and then we'll burn a bunch of ETH, and like, yeah. So we're just like trying to make these collections super rare, and then we'll continue to, you know, create new collections for the arcade on PogChain and on Solana, and we've got a bunch of new games coming out. We've got some hackathons for Solana games that are going to be going into play here in March. And yeah, dude. So it's just interesting to think about like our ecosystem versus others. We've barely hit our stride, I think, as far as like the things that we've made. But then we've got two exciting things coming. Like I know you guys probably saw the controversy where we launched our commemorative like arcade coin NFT where like somebody bought it like 530 of them. 528, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah. Give or take.
Give or take zero.
So yeah, I wasn't sure on the exact number, but yeah, that's kind of crazy. And so Theta Drop decided that it was a bot and they closed down their account, burned all of them except for one and refunded all their money.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And so now instead of like 222, like 2222, there's only like, I mean, subtract 528 from the 2222. Yeah. And now we've created a burn where like you can burn indefinitely. We've kind of got it open to where you can burn that collectible for POG coins.
Wow.
So I don't know if you guys are going to do it, but you only get, you only get 100 coins right now for it. So it was like it was a 2.5x. You paid $2 and then you're getting like $5 or $6 worth of coins. The assets are like $7 or $8 per asset right now. But if and when the coin pumps, it might be a good deal, let alone just keeping it for nostalgia.
Exactly.
For collectability.
Yeah, I think and that's what we were talking about. It's just cool that there was it was just a drop for the people that like Pog and are excited about it. And, you know, the money wasn't, you know, it wasn't a lot of money, but it was really for the people. And even the detail is pretty cool, like the graphics on the video game in there. But
yeah,
I don't see myself burning them anytime soon. I'll tell you that.
Awesome. That's great to hear. That makes me really happy because, like, that means that we, you know, we've found our real collectors. I think the folks that burn them that can make a quick flip and not have to really, like, attack a floor or anything like that or find liquidity still gives you the option to, because, like, some of these folks minted, like, 100 of them, and incidentally, you make $200-$400 if you want. And if the coin ends up pumping a little harder, then that amount goes up. And so I think it will eventually just, like, yield a very solid collectible. And I think that's kind of the way we want to do it. So, like, we actually just purchased a CryptoPunk. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, no, we didn't know about that. Popper, do you know about that?
No, I didn't see anything about that.
So we bought a CryptoPunk, and we just actually got out there in Paris and had a nice little brunch with them and met a bunch of CryptoPunks and actually got to have a little tea with the founder of the Bored Ape Yacht Club and the CEO of Yuga. His name's Greg Solano. He goes by Garga. And, you know, I wasn't, like, I've never been the biggest fan of Yuga, right? Like, there's a lot of, like, negative, like, lore that kind of comes with it, and a lot of, like, very, very questionable lore that was put into the creation of this. But then I kind of met the guy and got an idea of, like, why he made it, or, like he wasn't expecting anything to come from it. Like, they had some ambitions, but they never would have thought that they'd be, like, one of the bigger collections in the world or kind of get into their position. And so he was very humble about, like, his start, and he was a really nice guy. So that was fun. But the idea is that, like, we've already started creating these series drops. So we've named her Punky. The community named her Punky. And Punky has gone on a world tour already with Pogman. They went to Paris and Dubai. They'll go to San Francisco, and then they'll go to London this summer. And so we're going to create, like, commemorative series, basically, of open editions. The first two, I think, will only be 1,000, so they'll be limited to 1,000. But then the rest will be open editions where people can mint as many as they want. We're not sure the prices or anything like that. But basically, two things are going to happen. You're going to be able to purchase in this unique art, you know, Pogman and CryptoPunk. And then if you collect the entire series of art, we have a physical release of collectibles that are basically a sheet, 12, I think it'll be like three sheets maybe, or one sheet of 12 or three sheets of four, but it'll be basically 12 physical pogs that you'll get if you have collected the entire set of these digital collectibles. And so it'll be super rare that you'll, like, I think only 1,000 full sets of these things will be out there. And then the money that we raise, any of the revenue that comes in, will go to purchasing that CryptoPunk and putting it into the DAO. So the World Pogger Federation is basically made up of everybody who owns the coin. And the way that we've created the coin with Theta, GE, and Mitch over at Theta Labs is it is not only a utility arcade coin, but it is also a governance coin. So you can stake it for an APY, a yield, like most of us are doing. But then also it'll give you ownership and voting rights in the DAO, which is like the World Pogger Federation. And so that's all of our holders. And so as a World Pogger, member of the World Pogger Federation, you're going to have the opportunity to decide on what we do with the CryptoPunk, what other assets do we have. We also have a D-God in there, and I will probably add a MeBit and maybe a couple of other pieces into that. But hopefully, we'll be able to continue to buy some very, very exciting assets and make the DAO bigger. And let's say it goes to $1 million and somebody puts up the proposition to sell, and everybody votes on it, and we decide to sell, and we take the $1 million and we do something with it there. So, like, it's a really exciting thing that now not only can you play these games to earn coins, buy assets or whatever, but you can stake it. You can, like, become a massive holder and decision maker in a collection of assets that the community owns. So I'm just like, that new mechanism is something that just really excites me. Did I lose you guys?
No, I'm waiting for Popper.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, well, I was waiting for you, Mags, because I mean, I feel like, what?
I feel like, you know, there's a bowl
don't
of food and we're both hungry and we want to eat. So I was giving you a chance to eat.
If I want to eat, I'm going to eat.
All right. My turn then. Wow. Where do we go? So can we talk Solana Pogs real quick? The founding Pogs.
Absolutely.
Based on the advice given, did our research, you know, not financial advice to anybody. This is obviously months ago, you know, went out and got a few of those and, you know, loved the art, tried to get a few different ones, got them staking right on the anybody's. And I'm just curious. So there's going to come a time, right, where you get to declare the Pogger for the upcoming quarterly airdrops. Now, what happens with the Solana Pogs after that time?
So these will be the only assets in our entire ecosystem that will allow you to stake for coins. There may be other communities that create assets that you can stake for an allotment of coins that they themselves have accrued and now want to allocate to their holders. But as the POG company, we will not make another collectible that allows you to stake it as an asset, as an NFT, to earn more coins. The only other way to actually earn through staking is just to stake the actual coin. But if you don't want to do that, if you want to have the full collection or, you know, stake your asset, your founding asset, we're still figuring out the exact mechanism, whether you continue to earn this Pogger coin on Solana, and then every quarter we open up a window and you can bridge or swap over to the new coin, or is there a mechanism inside the new arcade where you can stake immediately from within the arcade and get Pog coin on Pog chain immediately without having to swap. That would be the ideal. The yield will probably be reduced slightly from what it is now. We've even thought about reducing the yield as is before the swap, because it is like everybody's making 50 to, you know, 125 to, you know, 500 coins every single day. And if we hit a $2 billion market cap with your secret rare or your slammer, you're literally making $500 a day right now, which,
wow,
it's kind of insane.
I think right? That's fine. I think that's fine.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So 15K in cash, like every month is like, what is that? That's like more than the asset is valued at right now, almost, right? Like, or almost as much as you can buy it for. So it does get crazy. And then not to mention, if we do hit, like, let's say some, if we're able to like do something spectacular in this next bull run and we end up getting to a $5 or $10 billion market cap, now we're literally talking what, like, you know, $1,200 or, you know, like $2,000 a day, maybe, which would be absolutely insane. But can you imagine making $2,000 a day on an asset every single day? It gets a little, I mean, it's possible. And I'm not saying that maybe I don't change it. And maybe we really do make people $60,000 to $70,000 a month. You know, and there's only 100 assets. So it's not impossible to do that. So who knows? It'll be really interesting to see how that kind of comes about. But then, if you have the full set, if you have this, all 14 pieces in the founding collection, we're going to be sending you a gold-plated slammer. So it's 24-karat gold-plated, and it's all in slammer specifications, but it's with the art from the actual POG coin. So it'll be have the POG coin symbol on the back, and it'll have, like, on the front, the guy, like, flipping all these POGs, or, like, you know, like, basically, like, showered in all these coins. And so it'll be really, really cool, like, collector's item, I think. And then we actually are making like three of them that are full solid gold. They're like $2,500, $3,000 worth of gold in them. So those will be super fun to get to share with all of the holders. And we'll continue to like do the best we can. Whereas if you have like the full set, you'll get a free mint in any of the mints that we do that are over like 2,500 assets or 3,000 assets in this collection. We'll be able to allocate one to each of the people who own a full set. So yeah, that's kind of what we've got in store for the Solana side. The founding collection on the Solana side is really the key to, I think, the most utility and the biggest benefits long term. And that's kind of always been the goal that we've been aiming for.
Wow. Can you guys hear me? Because I just slammed my phone.
Oh, don't laugh at that. Don't laugh.
Mags, how close are you to the full set?
I'm just one away. In fact, I was really close to buying one. I was trying to be a cheapskate and bid for the Slammer, and I could have bought it outright back then. And then that Snoop Dogg pineapple, I made that Snoop Dogg pineapple deal, not even a day later, somebody bought a super rare and a Slammer. He probably completed the set, he or she, but So yeah, it's a bit out of the way. I know someone's asked me, Kyler, about, and I don't know if this is put out or not, but the people that have the full set, is there a different math that they get for Pogger?
A different math?
Yeah.
No.
It's the same?
Like they don't get a, yeah, so they won't get like a different ratio for swapping or anything like that.
I meant because... So on the Discord, it says the roll. So if you have a Fountain Pogger, you have that roll. But then if you have a complete set, then you have this other roll. And it says those are the only two rolls that earn. So is there something different, though, with the complete set people?
Yeah. So if you have the official, if you're like have an official founding title, like if you have all of the set, you actually have your own Discord channel just for those people that you probably can't. I don't think you can even see it. So you can't see that it's even there unless like you have the full set. And so that's where a lot of the alpha, like, I mean, we've done our best to try and like share as much as we can early with those folks, as long as like it doesn't give them too much of an opportunity to like picket a floor before something happens, or like, you know, we don't want to give them too much of an advantage, but we do want to share with them like our long-term key plans. They have not only like their own channel in Discord, but they have a private DM channel with me to where they can ask all of their questions and they can like build out, you know, whatever they need. And then we do like a weekly or a bi-weekly meeting, or maybe it's like once a month now with the group. They have their own like voice channel inside of Discord, so we can all meet together and have our little meetings there. And then what else? Yeah, so those are probably the biggest things. And they've also all gotten like a free NFT from every mint that we've done. So they've gotten like multiple PFPs. They've gotten NFTs from all of the OK Bear collections. They've gotten Ethereum Pogs. They've gotten, I think they each got an Ordinal, if I'm not mistaken. I may be mistaken, but I do believe they got an order. Maybe they didn't. But then they also got a founding pot, or they got a Pogger box, and they'll get a redemption if they opened their box. So we've tried to really like make it super worthwhile for them for completing the set.
Gotcha.
That's amazing. Being like, wow, I just wish that I was a part of the community from the beginning. I mean, wow! This is the kind of stuff that you wish that the project that you got into early would do for you. You're doing it right for the community. That's awesome.
Thanks, man. I just hope that I'm doing everything I can right now to set this coin up in the right way, to build the arcade in the right way, to make sure that like the coin has as much utility as possible. We've got a few games that are already utilizing the coin. We're building the coin way more into the Stack and Slam. So you'll be able to make like in-game purchases, upgrades, feature sets, and things like that using the coin. Maybe even play for keeps using the coin instead of just only having Pogs. That's kind of something we're working on right now. But then with like Pog TV coming, and I think the biggest thing is being able to stake for more yield, being able to play games with those coins, and then owning a portion of all of these assets that we're putting inside of the DAO. I think that the coin will have enough utility to where it's not just a speculative tool and people aren't just buying and pumping and dumping and like trying to play whale games with it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all that you can do is create as much utility for it as possible, right? And it certainly sounds like you're doing that. So you've been a busy dude, obviously. You told us a little bit about, you met the guy from Yuga and a few others. How overall was your experience in Paris and Dubai?
Oh man, it was incredible. So my co-founder, the guy who actually owns the POG IP, lived in Paris. He just purchased a new house recently where his family moved in, or a new flat in like the middle of the heart of Paris, kind of by like where the ministry works. And it was so cool. So landed on my birthday, which is funny, like 222 is my birthday. So I landed on this Thursday. We went out, and like the cafes in Paris are so quaint. They're all like very like, every restaurant there, it's crazy. Like they take advantage of the space so well, and it's just so beautiful. So it was really fun to get to experience the culture for the first time. And he took me around all of the buildings and showed me the Louvre and the Sorbonne and like the, you know, Arts de Triomphe. Like, and he says it like perfectly in Parisian. And so it was really nice because everywhere we went, he gave me the best experiences. And like on my birthday, we went to go get massages at this like this fucking 5-star spa. We got haircuts, we got massages, we had champagne. It was like unreal experience. And then we went out and had a great dinner. And so like I was refreshed, feeling good outside of the jet lag. The next day we went to the conference, the NFT NYC. We met the founder of NFT NYC, or NFT Paris, excuse me. And the conference was great. It was cool to see what everybody was doing. But it was, compared to the Dubai conference, it was like on a 3. And the Dubai conference was like a 10. It was just unreal, the difference. And so Paris was fun. We went to an event that like was a boat party that was put on by the Yuga community, the Bored Ape community. And unfortunately that was pretty lackluster as well. I was not super impressed. Like I bought a water for $3 and they tried to pay me back in Monopoly money. Like they tried to give me like my change in these like fake dollars. And I was just like, what the fuck? This is ridiculous. And so we ended up leaving. And so the NFT events in Paris were a little bit disappointing. But the greatest part was like the Crypto Punks brunch. That was super fun. And I went there for an hour. It was like a 3 or 4 hour event. But I left early because one of our executive marketing partners, he's an advisor, but he's also like a strategy. So he's like, he's an actual internal teammate, and his name's Nigel Houston. He's an Olympic pro skater, like Nike's biggest skateboarder, one of the most talented athletes in the world. I've been following him since I was a kid, and actually got to kind of know him a little bit when I was living in LA about 6 years ago. And so anyways, we brought him on board in the SLS, which is Street League Skateboard, and had an event, the world's best skateboarders out there. We went to that all day, sat with him after he qualified for the finals. He came and sat down, and like he jumped into our Discord to start and said hi to all of our folks there. We had like this watch party there where like the night before we all gathered together to watch Karate Combat, and then we all gathered together to watch the SLS. And like it was really cool because if you were in there at the moment, you got to hear Nigel like say hi and talk a little bit and like, you know, say what's up. And so that was super fun. That kind of rounded out Paris. The next day I had to fly to Dubai. The event was absolutely insane. It was all based around blockchain and like kind of casino gaming called iGaming. And we met with two different billionaires who are interested in utilizing PogCoin inside of their iGaming arcades. Well, basically in their gambling arcades, their casinos. And the best part about like what we're building is we're not looking to build games of chance. We don't want to have to deal with regulations of gaming and things like that. But we basically are building like the dice, and we're building the casino chips, the poker chips, and we're creating the cards, right? What you do with those is your choice, but we've created the assets that you can build a game of skill or you can build a game of chance. And there's been a lot of excitement around the 200 million collectors that we have physically, selling 10 billion collectibles around the world, and talking about the POG brand, and now bridging all of those folks into the digital space. So there was a lot of excitement about like creating experiences that poggers could use utilizing the POG assets. And then there were a couple of venture capitalists who were interested in maybe grabbing some of the coin. And so we've got to follow up with those folks later this week and next, just to see if anything like really fleshes out. But it was the thing in Dubai was absolutely insane. It was probably the best conference I've ever been to. Like just crazy amount of money was put into it, to each booth, to each experience. And I talked to the guy who put it on, and he said, like, this is our, like, this is the second smallest one. So out of the six that they do globally, that was like the fifth biggest. And so he's talking about like Mumbai and Brazil and Manila in the Philippines and like some others. And he's just like, you got to come out and you got to show. And so, holy shit, like, we'll see if we go out to those things. But it was a great experience. And then we flew out, my co-founder and I, the owner of Pog Brand, and then we flew out our artist from Australia to meet with us last minute. And we were putting together all the plans for this next physical box that we're going to do. And this next physical box is going to be sold, not necessarily as an NFT on ThetaDrop, but it will be sold as like a normal asset that you pick up inside of an e-commerce business using cash. We may take a portion of them and sell them as an NFT with an asset in our arcade, but just for pre-sale or something, because there's only 5,000 boxes. And basically the way that we've designed it is there's 100 collectibles in all of the boxes, or like throughout the whole collection. You might have to buy 2-3 boxes in order to try and complete it. There might be some trading that has to go down. But if you buy a full case of 12 boxes, you get a golden slammer, and it's gold leafed by this phenomenal artist. And it's not the ones that we're sending to our founding poggers, but this is like a real work of art that's just absolutely going to be insane. You'll get like one NFT in each box or each case. And so we've hidden like 12 posters, 2 play mats, and a bunch of other like, these like luxury skateboards that are created just for Pog. They have the Pog logo all over them, and like made by the same people that created these Louis Vuitton decks that go for skateboards that go for like $4,000 right now. And so we'll have like 5 of those hidden in the collection. We'll have like 50 or 100 gold leaf slammers in there, and a bunch of other things that are hidden throughout the boxes. So it's like trying to create our first real hobby box for the collectors who aren't necessarily in the NFT world, and then to bring them into the NFT space through digital collectibles. And like each box, each pack will have a way that you can link into the arcade and like get some assets, some coins to start competing. But yeah, the arcade is just like an email address, and you're ready. You're collecting. So it was a phenomenal experience. I've got a bunch of like really cool high grade prints that are signed by the artist, by Brent. That we're gonna start raffling off and like sending out around the world, but like they look so good, man. They're like the Pogman PFPs and a bunch of different Pogs that are printed on really nice vinyl, vinyl prints and stuff. So yeah, it was a very, very productive week. Lots of info, though.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node, where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime, so you do not miss any rewards, and zero fees, so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose delegated guardian node, and find Dr. Theta's guardian node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by guardiansoftheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max podcast.
So you mentioned a couple things that probably aren't in a discernible order. Pogman PFP. So I don't know if you're aware, and we've talked about it on the show, but I mean, you're a guy, but there's this Discord game that MacTastic has developed called WWZ with Theta Zilla Club. And so I don't know if you're familiar with Rumble, that Discord game. It's like pretty lame. I don't know, maybe.
I have heard of this WWZ, and I've been waiting for somebody to hook it up in our Discord.
So it's built, it has to, so it has been built. A community member won a chance to enable any collection they wanted, and they picked the Solana Pogs, and then just pause that for a second.
No, the PFPs, right? The Pogman.
Yeah, That's what I mean. Yeah. But there's Solanas. Whatever.
Right.
Solana Pog, man. I was just shorting it for whatever. Okay. Thank you.
Freaking. My apologies. It's
been built. It just has to get set up. And it's a fun way to run contests. And we do it in a number of our Discords right now. And the cool thing about that is also what you're doing, which you mentioned all these other projects like Bored Apes and you can mention anything, but like Pog is on all these different chains, and it's not people just saying it. I see people that were in the Solana, people in ETH, they're going getting stuff on Theta. People in Theta are going ETH, Solana. So it's like people are really going all over the place to get Pog. So I think that's a testament to you and something that you can't discount, because like all these other communities just built on, you know, one chain or one thing, you're bringing everyone in. So I think that's cool. Back to the Pogman PFP, and there's only like a small amount because a lot of those got burnt, or there's not many.
I think there's only like 2200 or 2500, yeah. And or maybe there's under 2000, and I'm like going through with a torch. We've got a collection left of like 300 maybe in total, or 200, and I'm having a very hard time not getting the gasoline up
to burn them.
yeah.
With that being said, like you can run games in there, and we can get it set up. I mean, it's really been on like there's a little community push popper, I'd say, right, to like educate some of the other projects about it, because this project is on ETH, Solana, and what's that other one, Popper? Polygon? Theta and Polygon.
Yeah.
So these PFP projects, this game can be run and you can do some stuff. I was going to say something else and I forgot, but Popper, save me.
Yeah, so we can get them. But I had a question steering it back to your launch pad. So I know you mentioned the Tygon Pogs are coming up, and those are being sold on Open Theta. Is that correct?
No, we've moved that drop to be the first drop on Pog's launch pad.
Oh, so that's going to be directly on the Pog site, the Pog platform.
Yeah, so then you won't like have to move them into the arcade. They'll all already be there. You won't have to bridge T-Fuel to like to like a wrapped T-Fuel on Pog chain, which was just going to be kind of a headache for a lot of people, I think. So this way it makes it really easy for everybody to either use T-Fuel or Pogcoin or, you know, cash. And maybe if we really get ambitious, like it might not be for this drop, but for future drops, we're going to try and enable a number of different cryptocurrencies.
Cool. All right, so we got some Tygon Pogs coming. I'm curious, like, you know, so you have the launch pad. Is this going to be a permissionless thing?
What do you mean?
Like anybody can just kind of go in there, set up their own Pogs, and to launch?
No, not yeah. I would love to do that at some point, but being that we're going to have to approve collections to be in the arcade, we will probably start by approving collections to launch on the launch pad. I think you know that like the blockchain is permissionless, so anybody can launch a collection on PogChain as soon as they want to. Tomorrow you could wake up and launch a collection, you know, if you want to, but we would still have to like go through the assets and make sure that it was like kind of fit within the realm of what we're looking to have inside the arcade, because yeah, we don't want like just some crazy shit in there next to your Looney Tunes Bugs Bunny Pog, right? Like we should have to be a little careful. Like as degens, we could go really crazy in the ideas that we have. But yeah, so as far as the Pog launch pad, it'll probably be like a kind of a similar process to like the OpenSea or the Magic Eden, where we'll have to like get to know you a little bit, and then we'll work with you to get the art and get the launch all set up and everything and put it all out there. So but we're still figuring out exactly how the launch works, right? Like we're getting all of the UI put together right now, all the functionality is pretty much done. But there's a few things that we'll like finalize here on Tuesday, I think. We're probably going to have to push the Tigon launch by a week, maybe 10 days. So sometime in the middle of March instead of like...
Oh, that's... We're gonna, oh,
that's amazing.
Well, it was the 8th. And then before that, it was... what was it before that, Popper? The 24th. And then before that, it was...
The 16th, right? The 16th, 16th. 23rd. And then no later
I
than
just want 8th. You guys to have... I want you to have something to count down for us, right? Like... If we're not getting counted down on Pop and Mags, like, are we even working?
Yeah. We do say, though, Kyler, like, of the people we do count up, you eventually, like, deliver.
Yeah.
And you give us a heads up that, you know, what the situation is. So we appreciate that. So, I mean, take that for what that is.
Well, I think the point is, right, that most of these are long-term reverse countdowns. And, you know, these your POG ones tend to be short.
That's what I'm going for.
Yep.
That's what I'm going for. I still need another full count up as soon as we launch this this redemption, what the number was. But yeah, the redemption will be open here soon. We got the assets done. That was one thing I did the whole, like in all the airplane rides, was to get it all finished and set up.
Kyler, making this about me. So the Coca-Cola, the Coca-Cola pogs, right? So when those came out, and it was a reveal, and a lot of the Theta community wasn't familiar with these reveals. And our boy Chief, NEC, he had some packs listed more than mint price. And then when the reveal happened, a lot of people didn't know, or they weren't paying attention. Definitely was put out, especially on, I think Wake and Blake put it out a while ago. Now, what, Pog and Hype? It was put out before, so you know, we got the Omega, we put it out, but anyways, he had a super rare for like $300, so I scooped that son of a gun up, and I haven't seen any others hit the market. So
dude, I almost bought the Slammer. I think somebody had the Slammer listed, number 81.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was. Somebody had the Slammer listed before reveal, and I was like 2 seconds away from buying that. And like when it revealed, I just had to go. I'm like still kicking myself a little bit because those are already like, that's the one thing. That was one thing where I was waiting on, was to get home from Paris and like kind of let things settle. I've gotten all of the Pogger boxes out. Like there's like 3 people who made an order recently. But like all the assets are here. They're sitting nice and safe in the secured vault. And then we've got some really cool, like, I've got packaging. I'm putting together like a little physical certificate that's not going to be like individualized, but it'll be a little card that's like show. And so it'll come all in an envelope. So we're ready. Coca-Cola redemptions can start anytime. So the burn will happen for your PogCoin commemorative NFT. That starts Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday, somewhere around there next week. The PogChamp redemption could start same time or right after that. And then the Coca-Cola redemptions could come in the week after or the week after that. Yeah, dude, we're ready. Like we're cooking with gas over here.
Right. What else we got? Oh, also, not about me, someone else was mentioned, and I don't know if this got resolved, Popper. Was there some low balances on the Pogger redemption?
That's resolved.
Oh, that's resolved.
That was resolved.
All right. Yeah. That wasn't even on the count up, and now it's gone. Damn it. All right.
Wow. I appreciate it, dude. Like, we got a great community, and we're going to be working with... I'm going to, like... create a little wallet that like Emerson also has access to. So if I'm not able to get to it right away, he knows how to do it too. So we're trying to get Emerson. I don't know if anybody knows the story. Emerson and I were like friends 12 years ago. I found Bitcoin. I told him about it. We're standing outside at this like friend's house. And he's like, should I mine Bitcoin? I was like, I don't know, man. It's super volatile. Like, I don't know. Like, and he never did. And so here we are. But Yeah, he was like the first guy to buy something on the secondary. And then the Coca-Cola Pogs will get you Pog Coin when you redeem. We're going to have in the questionnaire, like, you'll pick a designated address to have the coin sent to. And like when you redeem, I think on May 15th or something like that, or sometime maybe in June, you'll get your allocation from your Coca-Cola Pog. And I'm hoping, my goal is that the coins that you get will make your Coca-Cola purchase, like your Coca-Cola NFT, free. That would be my dream. Like, if you actually made money on buying this Coca-Cola NFT, now you have the physical and the digital, the commemorative sheet, as well as you made money just on the coin.
Right.
And we're winning.
That's awesome.
And we're in the right place. Yeah.
That'd be a huge win. So just trying to understand here, with the Coca-Cola Pogs, we get to redeem them. Does that burn the NFT, or does the NFT stay alive?
The NFT will stay alive.
Okay.
So this is unique because the NFT is linked to your physical, both through the NFC chip that sits inside of the protective casing on the physical asset. It's also secured by a tamper-proof seal with a serial number on it. And both of those pieces of data are ingrained in the metadata of the digital collectible, of the NFT, of the digital certificate of authenticity. So all you have to do is tap the physical to a phone, and it brings up the digital authenticity certificate, which also will be able to be used in the arcade. The NFT will change once you redeem. There'll be a little like stamp that goes across it that says redeemed. So you'll see, like, after people redeem it, I'm sure there's going to be some people who go to sell the digital version, and it'll probably drop the floor, but you'll want to look to see like what the floor is of the unredeemed ones, because that'll be the opportunity to then go capitalize on the coin and like pick up the actual collectible. And the whole reason is like, I want to get into this space where like you're playing digital video games and you're winning physical collectibles. We recently just like not auctioned off, but on the Super Bowl, we did like a giveaway for Joe Montana autographed helmet. And those just came in. So we got two of them in like a collaboration with Touch of Modern. And so we have a autographed Joe Montana 49ers helmet that was given away through Twitter. And I think with the second one, either I'm going to keep it or I'm going to tokenize it as an NFT and hide it in some kind of gameplay so that when you win it, you can redeem it for the actual asset. And so we're going to do that with like basketball cards and comic books and all these different things.
I love that idea. I'd love it even more if I was the one that, because that was pretty cool. That was a mini helmet, right? At first I was confused.
Yeah, exactly.
Something's different here. And then I realized, oh, it's a mini helmet. But I like the colors on it too. That was really nice.
It is a mini helmet. Yeah. I wonder I bet the like normal size would be a lot more expensive, but there's a number of collectibles I'm interested in. I think anything we want to tokenize and validate on the POG chain and then, you know, turn into like a one of one by authenticating it on the POG chain. Like the use case is crazy. Eventually we'll get to the point where like maybe there's a Rolex or like a super nice watch, like an Audemars Piguet in there. And like we tokenize it and it's authenticated to the POG chain and you win it inside of a game and now you can redeem it and you have like this $100,000 watch, right? Like, I don't know, but that's kind of my goal long term.
That's amazing. Did you have something, Max? I was going to go.
You were going to go? Because I'll forget, but...
Go ahead.
So, Kyler, just a couple... this is not even physical POG question for you, because I think you're like the expert on anything POG related. Is it true that
anything really? I'm just the expert on the war and everything, yeah, right? Like,
I believe it. so I noticed in the back again to the Coca-Cola collection that Popper keeps talking about. So some of them, and these are real ones that, you know, like, right, are authenticated, they have the chip and there's like a grade, whatever. I also noticed on some of them are off-centered. Then I was like looking online and it seemed, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I saw it online. It says typically off-centereds are more rare because it seems like that didn't happen all the time. Is that correct or no? Or do you even not know that?
It seems like that's been the case, right? Like, I don't know what the market will validate them as. because like we're just authenticating them, grading them, and like specifying like what it is. But if the market decides like there's only like six off centers in the whole collection, that maybe is more like, I mean, that maybe yeah. that's super rare. So
my initial thought when I saw it is like, oh, it's off centered. Who would want that? And then it's like, well, why you put it? Well, clearly you can see it's off centered. But then I would also assume that people don't know that the off centered ones didn't have as much. So
hence, they are more rare in like the traditional collectibles market, like whether it's the Pogs or whether it's like sports cards or whether it's like Magic the Gathering or whatever, or Pokemon. Typically off center actually adds value.
Well, misprints for Magic are better. Off center like will kill young Graydon.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you know.
Oh, I know. That's like one subject I know too much about.
Perfect. Let's go. Let's remake it.
That, and I also bought, and I don't know how true this is, but I'm going to see it when it arrives. It's a sealed Simpsons set of all 50 of the original ones.
I have some of those, dude, and I was thinking about authenticating those. Like, they're not made by Pog. They're made by, like, Slam Caps, I think, or Sky Caps. Sky Caps, yeah. But I think I really, like, we want to get, I mean, I'm almost to the point where I'm going to authenticate other brands' Pogs inside of the game. And, like, we're actually creating a bridge so that if you got rugged by Recur on the Nickelodeon assets on Polygon and ETH, that you'd be able to bridge them into Pog Chain and be able to utilize them in the game to compete for other assets. Oh. Yeah, we will probably enable functionality for like third-party assets and authenticate other people's, because we're already going to start authenticating comic books and collectibles we didn't make to make them available in the arcade. Dude, I think this is it's going to be good. I'm super excited, and I do want to hear more about like this WWZ for Pogman PFPs. I just also think that like, we're on our, I listened to the book and I watched the movie Ready Player One probably like once or twice a month.
I fucking love that movie. I tell Popper to watch it a million times. I don't think he's even did it, but it's fantastic.
A million times?
A lot. I've mentioned it more than once. Definitely to you, on like, separate occasions.
It is
one to a million.
My biggest inspiration. It's like, I'll watch it or I'll read the book and I'll be like, oh shit, that's what we're going to do. Okay. Like, I get ideas every time. And the idea of, like, having assets that you could have in all of these different worlds. Because my philosophy, my thought, my perspective is that a metaverse is not a virtual experience. It's not this, like, open world where you can run around. Because that shit's been around for a long time. Like, a metaverse is simply a collection of experiences that you can utilize the things you own in all of them, right? Like, that you can experience without having to create new profiles, without having to create separate identities and all that stuff, right? So like you can collect all of these things in multiple experiences and then use whatever you collect in those experiences in a plethora of experiences. So to me, it's as easy as an arcade, right? Like that's what, when you log into the Pog Arcade, use your email, you're going to have eventually like 15 to 40, maybe even 100 experiences where you go in and you bring your asset and like it turns into something different. You've got like a Star Wars Pog. In this one, it's a spaceship. In this one, it is a race car. In this one, it's a skateboard, right? Like, and it just represents something and it has its stats. And so, that's where we're going. And so the ability of like winning something in those experiences that turns into a physical asset is so exciting. Fuck, I get super pumped about that thing, because like I'm gonna hide a Steam Deck in there, I'm gonna hide an iPad, I'm gonna hide MacBooks, I'm gonna hide like you name it, and we're gonna hide that shit. We're gonna turn it into a physical or a digital Pog and hide it in the ecosystem. I want something I could sell on the black market and make $1,000, or the gray market, maybe not the black market.
Right. <yeah. laughs> just kidding.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, just
I kid.
I kid.
Yeah, and Mitch. I'm just joking, Mitch.
He's totally joking, Mitch.
You spoke about grading. Do you send it somewhere to be graded, or are you guys grading these things in-house?
We are currently grading in-house, and you are actually speaking to the chief grader right now. And I do hope to relieve myself of those duties. And I have had a number of offers from folks who like actually have graded cards or graded even Pogs in the past and like know. And so eventually I will pass on the torch of grading. So the ones you get now might be graded a little harshly. Takes a lot to get like a 10 right now from me. But who knows? Maybe somebody else will grade them even harder. But yeah, so we do hope to do that as a service so that you'd be able to eventually maybe next year send in your Pogs with some Pog coin or something like that. Like verify the transaction, send it in, and we would be able to verify it for you, authenticate it, grade it, and then actually tokenize it for you and send it back so that then you would have the physical asset and a graded NFT with it. And if we could come up with an app that allows us to do that, that would be awesome. But I don't know if that's going to be possible. I think it might have to actually be, you know, handled physically. We'll see, though.
Do you use any equipment to do this? Or is this kind of like just you?
Mostly, like, the key it has been the acrylic. Like, I mean, I guess that's how we package it and seal it up and authenticate it on the blockchain. But yeah, no, I haven't you, I mean, I watched all these videos on PSA on like how they grade, which is pretty fucking hobby level, if you ask me, like, as far as just like my experience of like, I'm calling myself hobby level, unfortunately, where we have not professionally like worked with PSA on our process yet, but that is definitely something that I would love to do before we open it up to the public. Right now, you're kind of taking my word for it. You're like, okay, well, Kyler thinks that this is a 10. Kyler thinks that this is a 7. And we'll see how long that holds mustard. But for now, it's all we got. So, you know, hopefully it works.
Well, it's on the blockchain at this point, and one of mine's a 10. So let's leave that one alone.
It's so it's like fairly graded with the most like elite, you know, grading, yeah, capabilities that we've seen so far. So, yeah.
Well, if your talks fall through, I know that one of the Poppin' Mags interns might be interested in a career in grading. So.
Okay. All right. We've got a few. So we might have to build a team of elite POG grading professionals. That's something we really would love to do, is like take this very seriously, get to the point where we are not only with what we're creating, these hobby boxes and the new art and the new collectibles we're creating. You know, we worked with one of the top card companies in the world. You could think Topps, Panini, Upper Deck, one of those three, to create our plan for our next physical drop. Like the number of rares, the number of parallels, the number of each of like the sets, and how does the collectability of the entire set break down? And how is it built into the boxes and into the cases? And so I think we are going after the hobby level market here on our physical drop, and we'll try to emulate that on our digital side as much as we can. Yeah, so we really do want to take all of this as seriously as possible to create a collectability ecosystem that's super exciting, even beyond just like playing games and you know, finding utility throughout your gameplay.
So listen, I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate you coming by. I had one last question, or actually basically a comment, and I think that what you brought up before of this redemption marking on these NFTs is genius. There's a history of some of these digital assets on ThetaDrop not being classified properly. I'm not sure if you're aware. These redeemables that have long since been expired that are still showing up as redeemable. So yeah, that's just one thing I would keep an eye on. And I think that putting that marking on it is brilliant, because that could lead to trouble if that wasn't done. So great idea.
Cool. That's been my biggest fear, is that somebody gets an NFT and they're not able to redeem it when it says it's redeemable, or, you know, they don't know that it's redeemable, or, you know, eventually, like for the Pogger boxes, we may expire the redemption opportunity. Like as far as ThetaDrop, I think, is concerned, they're getting close to the date, but as far as I'm concerned, I've always told them, like, we'll continue to extend it as long as we can, you know, as long as feasible for us to keep these under safe and key, under lock and key in the safes or whatever. But yeah, so I really want, ideally 10 years from now, you're playing a game and you win a POG box and you're able to redeem it. And it's one of the most like elite pieces in our ecosystem. But what has happened is it's made those boxes so valuable. Whereas like if you have to burn the NFT to get the box, now there's only 400 plus like NFTs available. And like I'm going through these boxes and like looking through these safe and I'm like, shit, these are really starting to dwindle down. These are really starting to go. And like then you think of like there's only one or two of each POG inside each box. Very rare. They're duplicates, maybe only like, I guess maybe like 30 of the 45 pieces have a duplicate in your box. Cause there's only 72. So I think what that would mean that like, 48. So it'd be like 24 would have, duplicates. So there'd be 24 duplicates in there. Otherwise there's only one of each in your collection, in your box. And so like, it really does. I think this Pogger box that we just dropped is the most rare set of POGs that have ever been created or released. And so that's super fun to think about. And now like, I think that's why the floor has gone from, you know, all the way up to like 700 at one point. And now it's like right around 450, 420. And I think that continues to happen is like people want these POG Champ All-Star NFTs that are coming. And you only get it if you open the box. So people will be inspired to open the box. And then if you have the POG Champ All-Star NFT, then you also get some POG coin when the airdrops start. So it's like a double up. And so anyways, yeah, I think that has really been super good and ensuring that like everything that you're redeeming follows a very similar path. If it's not burned, then we have to mark it, because you want to be able to verify it on chain. If it doesn't have to be verified on chain, it's going to be burned. But yeah, anyways, super exciting. We also figured out a way to do some very, very small runs of exclusive POGs. So like the opportunity for us to do a very small run of POGs for the POG and Hype show or for like this new CryptoPunk series that we're going to be doing. Those opportunities are definitely there. And even for the Pop and Mag show, like if we wanted to do 500 sheets or 1,000 sheets of four POGs each, like that's not out of the realm. We could figure, I think.
Hello.
Like $7,000 to $10,000 or something like that, but we could figure out a way to like cut some costs or maybe drop some NFTs to pay for them or whatever it takes. But I mean, it yeah. So the opportunities for us to do like really limited runs of like, you know, like 2,000 POGs or 1,000 POGs, and maybe there's four different ones, so 500 of each in reality. It starts to get really, really exciting to where like the, you know, we'll be able to drop some really rare POGs.
That's awesome. And just FYI, I'm looking right now at the box on DataDrop, the details. I don't see a redemption date anymore on there. I know there used to be one on there.
Yeah, so that was something that I really wanted that there wasn't an expiration date. I think DataDrop will come back to me at some point and be like, all right, we need to figure out what we're going to do. And maybe we'll move the redemption to, we'll unlock the boxes and we'll move the redemptions to the POG arcade once it's a little bigger. But who knows? Like we'll figure that out. Cause I think we can always update the metadata on the NFT inside DataDrop.
Oh, you hear that, Popper?
That's very interesting.
Why?
Mags wants some metadata updated on one of his pineapples, and it's having a hard time getting it done.
I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me, man. I don't
know. Listen, but we know.
No, they can. Be
done. It's been
it,
done.
It okay. can be done, and it has been done for certain people. But when you're popping Mags or your Mags, and you. You prove the receipts of why it needs to be changed, and they don't listen to you, and they keep saying that they're gonna take care of it, and then they ghost you. So that's the situation. But I have a feeling that wouldn't happen to you. Maybe I should just have you do it, Kyler.
Put them on a count up. Things happen when you put them on a count up.
You know, our first count up, right, Popper? For the domain. the domain name going down, right? Then they had the
That wasn't a count up though, was it?
So Kyler, real quick,
who's getting our NFTs off Data Drop?
That's why the count up started. But what happened was the domain went down.
Yeah, that's the show.
There was one of us were really upset about it. I don't remember who. but anyway, so they wound up, our first episode came out the next day. There was a Theta AMA, and one, Mitch apologized for the, because they forgot to renew the domain. Somebody forgot to renew the domain. We didn't have access to our NFTs, and we couldn't remove them at that time. So,
oh my God.
So yeah, apparently they heard us. They didn't give us credit for bringing it to people's attention, but it doesn't matter because we're not about credit. You know, we're too humble for that. But it did get taken care of, and Mitch did address it. So,
yeah, I get it, dude. That's why we fit in together, because I'm the most humble. And so, like, it just works out really well.
I feel that. I feel that.
We'll be way more humble when we're on Pogs. So.
Well, let's start thinking about what we want the art to look like.
Will do.
Yeah.
For sure. Right. Yeah.
Okay. We'll get our best interns on.
Max?
Yeah. no, I mean, I mean, there's just so much with Kyler. We appreciate your time, but please come back any time. And oh, he's a popper, another three timer.
Yep.
So we got three in a row. Ivory, the special episode that Mitch probably didn't listen to, we dropped on Friday. It's been making some waves. With the Theta frontman Swampy, or formerly Swampy, and now Kyler, but the least amount of time from his first appearance to his third appearance, that's Kyler for sure.
Yeah,
he's the quickest to get there.
It'll be the same way for the fourth appearance. I guarantee you that.
I think you'll be the first fourther. So,
all right, well, let's make it happen, and please, let's have some good news for all these folks. Let's make it exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you've already done so much. Certainly looking forward to it. Got some excitement coming up, man.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for the support. Just like, you know, your friendship and the fact that we can jump on these calls and, you know, having you in the ecosystem, the community. I love seeing you in the spaces. And, oh, I haven't said this. We're moving, Monday is our first day moving the Pog and Hype show to 2 p.m. EST. So now it'll start 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be a daily show that we run Monday through Sunday. And the Pog account will be in there as much as we can, but it will continue to be hosted mainly by Pog and Moon Queen, and then myself as much as I can be in there. So we're just going to be more accessible to folks and try and scale this thing in a real, real way.
Wow!
So we'll hopefully see you guys in there.
Oh. For sure. Yeah, it's hit or miss, but I try to get in there when I can, but
I love seeing it.
That's easier to get into, I would say, for me.
Perfect. That's what we're hoping for. All right, guys. Well, I am excited. Let's seriously think of this art and figure out what these physical Pogs might look like, and if we want to drop a digital one to like do a pre-sale so that people can get theirs claimed, we could do that, and no problem. And you know, we'll announce that on the next show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sounds awesome.
Cool. Let's fucking go, guys.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, dude. It is a pleasure. It always is. You guys are the best.
Oh, thanks, dude.
No, you're the best.
We are
so humble, man. Humble, both of us.
And the most best. Yeah. All right, guys. Can't wait to hear this recording, and I'll talk to you guys maybe Monday.
Awesome. Right.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Megs is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.